Welcome, Alicia. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on World of Work today.
It's my pleasure, Marek. Thanks so much for inviting me on the show. It's exciting.
I'd like to start by asking this. What does an events manager do?
I manage events.
Oh, right. Okay, so the job title says it all. Events manager.
Right. So what that means is that I help people plan events. Parties, conferences, corporate hospitality events, that kind of thing.
What about weddings?
No, not at all. Weddings are harder than business lunches and are usually done by people who only plan weddings.
Okay, so who are your clients?
I'd say about 90% of my work involves businesses, planning events for corporate clients. I sometimes do parties for individual people, but not very often.
Okay, so when you plan an event, what do you do? Where do you start?
First, I have to find out what the client wants. That means finding out what type of event it is and also when they want to have it. Because usually an event is for some reason, like a grand opening or welcoming new employees or something. So the timing is usually important.
Okay, I see. And what about money?
Yes, of course. We have to talk about budget at the first meeting because I have to think about the cost for every decision I make. I try to find the best location for each event. I can't choose the most expensive hotel in town for an event for someone with a small budget. For a cheap event, we choose the least expensive venue possible. So we have to choose a venue, a location, carefully.
Sure. And for you, are some venues better than others?
Definitely. Planning an event outdoors is always the biggest challenge.
Because?
Because of the weather. You can't control that.
Sure, of course. So after you've talked about schedule, budget and venue, what then?
They usually want me to think of something special, you know, to come up with an original idea.
Like?
Well, I did a 10th anniversary party for a software company and we did a circus theme.
A circus theme?
Yeah. We had clowns, a guy who did magic, and the location was actually a big tent, like a circus tent in a park. We had about 500 people there, 500 guests. It was amazing. Everyone had a great time.
Was the circus event more difficult than your usual events?
No, not really. We usually have some kind of entertainment, but we also have to arrange food, tables and chairs.
Wow.
I usually have to organize a sound system for the speeches and music.
So, there are a lot of details.
It's all details.
Well, that's a good introduction to my next question.
Okay.
What skills are necessary for an events manager?
Well, we've already talked about attention to detail.
What else?
Organization. The ability to organize is super important.
Organizing what?
Everything. Schedules, budgets, food orders, teams of people. Getting the right staff for an event is really important. You need the right people.
Ah, yes, people. Do you need people skills?
For sure. You really need to get on with people. You need to manage people well because the job is all about people, about making people happy. My top priority is client satisfaction.
And for you, are any of the skills more important or less important?
Honestly, I don't think so. You need all of them. If you love people but you can't organize, then you can't do this job. If you pay attention to detail but can't manage a budget, forget it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. This is really useful for our listeners. Thanks, Alicia. Please stay with us. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be asking Alicia about what she...